Welcome, everybody, to a special bonus episode of the Falls Cast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. This bonus episode is the Joycast. If you've been listening to the Falls Cast at any point in the last couple of months, you will know that I have inundated you with not only promotions, but playing the commercial, sometimes three times in an episode. So we're finally here. I'm here with Danielle from Shelf Life.
Hi.
And this was an interesting idea that we just sort of came up with together one day. And it was, you know, back before the election when we knew that people were going to need, you know, some sort of joy in December. It's always gloomy. We just had a giant windstorm last night.
Yeah.
And so it was like, well, we really need joys now.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that we predicted it really well. I think we started this at the end of the idea at the end of maybe September and ran it for a couple of months. It came with great preparation. I think it might've been an idea that was probably for us to start because we just needed some joy. But it seemed like such an easy outlet to utilize the store for it. And so I think it's been a couple of months in the making, but it was with the anticipation that end of the year is automatically, it's super stressful. The holidays, no matter how you celebrate, is always stressful. The cold weather comes in, it's stressful. For some people, the election was stressful, no matter where anyone was really on that spectrum. It's just a very tense time all around for everybody. And I think we were really anticipating that this would be a good time to focus on some positivity and not to make light of anything, but just to also remember that we all have these experiences that are accessible and maybe share with each other.
So, yeah. So we ask people online, we ask people in the store, what brings you joy? And what we received, probably about 30 some answers.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a nice, air quote turnout. I think I'm pretty impressed. And I'm not going to lie. There were some people that came in and when I was asking for joy, I might have been a little, you know, a heavy word, like, give me your joy. Dang it. But yeah, we had a nice turnout especially with the Google form. So thanks in advance, in case I forget at the end, for everyone that actually did click the link and do that online. If you couldn't come into the store, kind of really appreciate that as well. But we did get quite a bit of slips that people filled out. And I unfortunately for you, Bart, I was kind of the one that got all the rebound joy from every time someone would drop one in a jar. That was really encouraging for me.
Well, that's good. And every time I did see somebody add one online, I was like, thank you. That means so, you know,
yeah,
that means someone's listening.
Yeah, it does. And it's, if we got the notification really quick, it was almost like, you know, in that moment, you were with somebody that was offering up their experience. I know that sounds really weird. But for me, like, if I would get the email right away, and I go in and read it, I'm like, oh, they were just there talking about it. That's amazing. So yeah, that was, we got a lot from it, I think. And that's what we were really kind of hoping for. So yeah, so we have a good amount to go through. Some of them are short, some of them are longer. I'm excited about every single one of them. They all have their own special interest and special joy. So do you want to flip a coin on who goes first?
You can go first if you want.
Okay. So the first one was a patron who came into the store, and he wrote, the joy of discovering a good book from a great series and that late night push to find out what happens at the end. I love that for obvious reasons. Some of these are book related, probably in, you know, the environmental influence, but yeah, I love that.
Got a couple here the same way. So Sherry, who says, one thing that brings me true joy is reading. It is a great escape, a way to learn new things, and a way to share interests and make bonds with others.
Yeah, I love that. I'm in a really privileged position to actually see that between patrons when they come in. That's really nice that people have have those experiences, especially when it comes to learning and reading. I love that. I will say some of these, as I was reading through and as they were coming in, were definitely influenced on the season. So it was I like a lot of it is either book related or season related, which is really interesting because I think this might be a really cool thing to just like benchmark it. For me, I'm probably going to start doing it seasonally, is just maybe like taking a moment to recognize kind of what's going on around me as the season changes. We do experience different joys, and this one kind of made me laugh when it came in. Turkey sandwiches all weekend after Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So there was definitely some seasonal influence there, some holiday influence.
I've got one from Kristen. She says that it's cozy things like blankets, candles, books, and coffee.
Yeah, Kristen is me and so many, so many others. I love that. Here's another one, also seasonally influenced. Seeing everyone's cute doggos on my evening walks in the fall with crispy fresh air and a scent of autumn all around. I think that is something that's
Aw.
probably also a shared joy.
I've got one. And going back to books, Patsy says that I get joy from learning new things, like reading books and taking ballet classes.
Ooh, I love that. I wonder if I'm too old to take ballet classes. Something I've always wanted to do.
Well, I will say that's my sister, and she has been taking dance classes since she was little and just got back into taking dance classes after a while. So the fact, it seems you're never too old.
Okay, well that is inspiring. Okay, here's another one from Michael. And there is a little bit of an autumn spark in it. My daughter turned 13 months old this October, a ripe age for discovery and adventure. Fall in Ohio this year seemed more vibrant than it has for some time. And during one of our walks to the park, there were quite a few maple leaves on the ground, a large patch of the most spectacular color of orange scattered about. I gathered them into a pile and sat my daughter down and watched on this beautifully sunny autumn afternoon as she picked them up, crunched them in her hands, observed their details, and smiled through it all. It was a centering experience for me, a call to simpler days in my youth. And as I picked up a bundle of the leaves and dropped them over her, I felt a joy I hadn't known for too long.
That one particular is my favorite of all of these.
That is, it's really well written and it's quite visual. I think just when I read that, I could kind of see it all. That was a really special one. And I'm all of these, I'm grateful that people shared their joys and thoughts and memories. This one was obviously talking about his young daughter, deeply personal, and I'm grateful that we got to experience that.
And I have a really good one here from Mary. And she says, I am joyful for my family. They love me as I am and look after me. They check in on me and laugh at my bad jokes. I love sharing old family stories at our gatherings.
I like her family, and I wonder if they're adopting because all I have is bad jokes that I love to tell.
I don't remember the one you just said the other day.
My bad joke?
Yeah.
Was it about books?
No, it was about goats.
Goats. Oh, the blah blah blah. Was that it? How do you
Yes.
what do you call a goat that won't shut up? That one?
Yes.
I made that up. All right, I don't know if that's appropriate for this podcast. Maybe what we should do is another one of just bad jokes that kids tell. That could be a whole other one. Okay, back to this. Okay, here's one from Paul. Our band played in an assisted living place. We played Elvis Presley song that happened to be set to the tune of an old German folk song. An elderly resident came forward and said that she was the German wife of a US GI coming here in the 1950s. She sang the old song in German with gusto and a smile on her beaming face, the happiest woman in the world. I
That is
love that.
beautiful. And again, the telling of being able to tell the story so well that I could see that happening as she told it.
I can too. People, we are storytellers, I think, by nature. It's our oldest form of relaying history. How some people are really very good at it.
A lot of these too are about family. I have one here from John that says, the kind and caring people I've met throughout the year.
Yeah. What a thing to remember too is that we are meeting new people all the time, and we are experiencing, even if you're just crossing a street, there's a chance that you're never going to see that person again. It's the first time, last time you'll ever be kind of, in their sphere. And it sometimes it's just the exchange of, it's just something really polite. And you never, I mean, there are people that I have met one time in my life and I probably will remember forever. And that's such an interesting thing that at the, for John at the end of the year, taking into account all of the people that, he's met, and to be grateful for that. It's a good way to think about it. Oh, this one is really sweet. This is from Jean. A good sweater, warm feet. I second that, Jean. And a love text from the grandkids. Love that. More family.
And then my mom put one in, and she says, "My husband and children make me happy."
That's you.
Yes.
You are the center of joy, Bart. I love that. Here's one from Maddie. My search for joy started in 2020 when I started using the One SE app, where you record 1 second of your day every day. I've learned that joy can be found through big and small moments, from weddings to a nice cup of coffee, a promotion, or a fresh set of sheets. Hey, Maddie, congratulations on your promotion. That's wonderful. I love that.
Yes, congratulations.
Snippets of life. How awesome.
One here from Emma. Sitting down to share a meal with the love of my life.
I love that. I hope that that's true for everybody, and I hope that everybody has that at some point. Here's one from Madison. I find joy in community and sharing small, meaningful moments with those I love. Winning trivia at my dad's favorite bar, making new friends at concerts I attend, and going to see every semi-intriguing movie in theaters with my friends. Community is everything. Everything is all caps, followed by a heart. I 100%, 100% agree with Madison.
Me too. So I've got a big one here
Okay.
from Jen.
Ah.
Holding hands with my husband, snuggling with my puppy, memory of playing catch with my dad, singing at church with my mom, taking a break in my reading nook window seat, a good cup of coffee or a comforting hot chai tea, reading at the patio, relaxing around fire pits, sleeping well, hiking. And enjoying nature, time spent with family and friends, a comforting Afghan blanket made by my grandmother or my mom, a comforting hoodie sweatshirt, and my good health. And I think probably at least a quarter of those are on my list as well.
Oh yeah, I hopefully everyone can identify with at least one of those things. That is a lot to be joyful for, but it also sounds very grateful for. I love that. She was not holding back.
No.
That's a lot of joy. I'm gonna raise my bar. Thanks, Jen.
I've got one here from Lisa who says, I find joy in spending time with my family, laughing and sharing memories, as well as making new memories.
That seems to be a really good consensus.
I agree. And Bert says that his joy is that both of his kids have ended up being great adults.
Oh, what a thing. What a thing to recognize and find so much happiness in. Okay, I've got one here from Bob, who says, getting old so I can no longer do the many things that gave me joy in the past, but I can still find joy in the joy of others, especially if I somehow contributed to it. But even if that is not the case, joy is one of the most contagious of emotions, one to be shared with others. Maybe I should have concluded with that. That is an amazing perspective.
Yeah. And it looks like we've got some more people too that are just talking about reading. Lydia says that her joy is reading next to the Christmas tree. And Mike says it's finding a book that is now his favorite book.
Yeah, I think there might be a little bit of shelf life influence in there. Haha. And library. We're double repping over here. Okay, I have one from Grace who says, I find joy in creating art and sharing it with others. Challenging myself to explore new techniques and learn from other artists inspires me to keep growing. I love that.
Michael says that he finds joy in helping others and hanging out on the beach with his wife, spending time with her in any way, seeing his kids and grandkids be happy and successful. Simple pleasures, a cup of coffee and a good cookie, a good meal, watching a good movie or football game, giving to others, and most of all, completing a task or job to the best of his ability.
Well, that is incredibly joyful and wholesome. Sometimes it's those simple things that are so big. So I have two here that kind of go together. They came into the store maybe a week or two ago. Sherry says, "My husband and my 2-year-old grandson are the greatest joys. They both give me unconditional love. How lucky am I?" And Don, Sherry's husband, says that his joy is my wife. I think he knew what he had to write there. That's all I have.
Well, my last one here is from Tom, who says, having two very intelligent kids that, for the most part, have only been a quarter of the trouble that I was.
Yeah, I can see that being a joy. I like that a lot. That's a good one.
So, as we've gone through all of these, I guess, Danielle, what do you find joy in?
Oh, this project actually gave me a lot of joy. It might be a little one-sided and selfish, but I do, joy is such a watchword for me, and I try to use it whenever I can because it does help me kind of focus on more positivity, especially when it's all around us. I think this was a bad year for so many people, and when we share those stories, it's nice to have that outlook. But honestly, I get a lot of joy when I'm here and people do share stories like this, and I'm not making this up. I'm not trying to be cliche. It just really is having that experience and hearing people's stories. I'm really kind of a person that I wouldn't I I'm I'd dry up if I didn't get to hear what other people have to say in response to things like this. And when they come in and they talk about the positive things that they're doing, or just so many inspiring things that people share with me. And that's honestly that's a huge one. That's probably the biggest one for me is somebody giving me the gift of their excitement or joy or gratitude of something that has happened in their daily life. So it's that's it that's it for me. This is it for me. This what all of these people have shared has in turn given me so much joy. How about you?
It's kind of twofold. I find joy in just curling up in a blanket, working on a jigsaw puzzle, and just being alone. But I also, when I've got good friends who I don't get to see very often, and I get to meet up with them, and just as we talk about life, I don't like going out in large groups, but I do find joy in, getting to see friends every now and then, when we're all so busy all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Me too. I'm claiming your joy too, Bart. Yeah. No. That is nice rekindling, and but also, yeah, having some time alone and being able to sit with everything is wonderful. This was a lot of fun, Bart. I'm so glad we were able to do this.
Yeah, it was a spur of the moment thing when we thought of it, but now it's just like, this is really fun.
Yeah. What do you want to do next? Let's dun dun dun.
Yeah.
Give it a couple months. The people start looking for signs. Are they doing another podcast together? And should we not go into the store today? She's going to start asking us to write something down. Oh, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for giving space for all of this, and False Free Press for letting us do this, and really to everybody that submitted something. I did have a lot of questions, like, well, what do I write? I don't, whatever makes you happy. There was no criteria, and I think as soon as, and that was like something really important too, is to, how do you discover joy, and what, there's no qualifying criteria for this. It can be a single thing that maybe doesn't even have a word, or it can be a really endowed experience. It's just really whatever makes you happy. And I think when people started thinking about it, that you could just kind of feel the shift. And so I'm thankful to everybody that spent a little time thinking about something and offering it up.
Same here. I thank you, everybody, for, if it was coming into the store or if you wrote down your joy because you heard about it on the Falls Cast, or, the many times I shared the commercial for it.
It's a great commercial.
And again, if you listen to the Falls Cast, if you read the newspaper, thank you. Thank you again. We're always happy that people are reading and listening to our stuff, especially as the end of December comes, and you will all become bombarded with this year's 12 Films of Christmas.
Oh, fun.
And there's some doozies this year.
I'll have to tune in.
All right, well, Danielle, for if somebody's listening to this and hasn't been to the shop, how can they learn more about Shelf Life?
Shelflifebookstore.com. I am on social media. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, but everything is on the website, including visual directions to the store, which is pretty hard to find. But my hours are posted. There's a monthly calendar available. It's just me, so sometimes I have to close for events or just in general, days off that might be different from the regular schedule. That's always online on a monthly calendar. But you can email me as well. It's Danielle at shelflifebookstore.com. But that's the easiest way. All the information is one and done right there. Click, click, click.
Wonderful. And for anyone who's just tuned into this and has never heard the Falls Cast before, be sure to check out our website, fallsfreepress.com. You can get a hold of us on Facebook at fallsfreepress@gmail.com. And we hope that everybody has a wonderful holiday season.
Yeah, thanks so much, Bart.
Bye. Falls Cast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.